story told about heaven's love in a manger low.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Because I feel it's such an important topic, and it's really about finding the right mate, and also what to do if you're already in a situation where you're unequally yoked in your marriage. And the whole idea of being a leader of Yahweh and being a man of Yahweh and not falling into the trap of the enemy. And I would suggest here today that the biggest trap the enemy uses is the biggest, greatest weakness of man, and that is a woman. And we see since the beginning of time with Adam and Eve how a woman deceived a man. You see, Eve was deceived by food. She was deceived by the look of an apple. She was deceived by the outer appearance of a fruit from a tree that Yahweh made beautiful. But really, it was her desire to have certain wisdom and knowledge so she can use it to her advantage. So it would appear that the way to her deception, and the enemy knew this, was through an outer appearance of the way something looked. But it was really something much more that came from an inner desire. A natural thing that a way she was built, so to say, or designed. See, when Yahweh had Adam and Eve, he took the female out of the male and created the female. It was not her desire to be of a hierarchy. It was her desire to be in control. And it's a natural female tendency, desire to be in control. And when Yahweh punished her, he took away that. And part of her punishment was that she would have to submit to this hierarchy and submit to a husband, submit to the male. So that is the female, and how the female got herself in trouble through her eyes and the out of appearance of something that looked good, but it was really her desire that the way she was created that really got her into trouble. And I want to focus on what gets us into trouble as men and how the enemy uses that. So men are attracted to a beauty. And the beautiful appearance of a female. But it's really the man's natural desire, the way he was created, to procreate with as many women as possible and young, vibrant women, that is really the deep down desire of the way the man was created. And in the animal kingdom, you see this with the alpha male and is the one that had the women and had the children and so on. I had the females, not the women, but the females. But it was the outer covering of that, the eyes and the beauty of something. With Eve, it was the fruit, the beautiful fruit. I'm sure it looked like the most beautiful thing ever, that fruit on that tree. And I take a personal liking to it when I see fruit on a tree. But it's the woman and the woman's body that a man has a certain attraction to. And the enemy knows that and used that in a deceptive way to fulfill the man's true desire. See, in the days back then, a man could have many wives and many children. It was the quiet culture, it was normal. And usually the alpha male back then wasn't necessarily the strongest male. It was the most powerful male from a kingdom status. So the king could have a harem. The king could have seven or eight wives. The king could pretty much walk down the street and see somebody who he found attractive and have somehow, some way, through his power, her join his harem. And he could further mate with that woman and have offspring with that woman. It's important to note that the desire was for the male to procreate his offspring. That was it, you know. So the number one goal of the man back then, even though the kingdom had the power to sleep around and stuff, other than maybe Solomon, which is another story, but it was the ultimate goal for the man Yes, to have many women, but it wasn't really for selfish reasons as much as for the children to be fruitful and multiply, so to say. But then you saw something happen and a change where it was the alpha male was no longer just the people that were kings and given the power. The alpha male now became those that had money or status and were able to take care of more than one woman below them. So they were allowed this, I don't know what word you want to use, to be able to procreate, be fruitful and multiply. They had the means to do so. So then we went from the power status, or the alpha male being the king, now to the alpha male being the one with money. Well, today's time, as we fast forward many times, the desire is still there, but the alpha male today, well, previously in the past, the alpha male was the one that, yes, had the money, but really was the strongest one. And this is where we see the example of the animal kingdom, the alpha male being those who are the strongest. Those are the ones that got the woman, and those are the ones the woman desired to be with because they wanted their offspring to be strong as well. So there's two ways to look at this. There's this selfish way of the sexual revolution and all this stuff, which King Solomon might have been guilty of, these selfish desires and so on, where he'd be willing to put his relationship with Yahweh in risk just for the pleasure of sleeping with somebody. But then there's the desire to just have offspring and being fruitful and multiply. And the woman wants to find the most strongest male to do so. And the man wants to, have as many women to do so, have as many children as possible. That's the deep inner desire of the man, besides his superficial, out of the selfish desires of just having the pleasure. So now the alpha male had become in this time the strongest male. So it wasn't necessarily one with the status of a king. It wasn't necessarily one with the status of money. It was now the alpha male was the one with the status who was the strongest male, the one that had the most strength, not necessarily the most power from a political standpoint. And what's interesting is it switched because the one that had the money, who was the previous alpha male, who was able to provide, has now become a beta male, meaning that a woman would still be attracting because she could provide for the kids, but ultimately her sense and desire was to be with the strongest male or the alpha male to have the healthiest child. And then we fast forward to a time like today. And the true alpha male is the one that has the cleverness or the wisdom, there's just the mind. And this is what the attraction is of the woman who wants to have the children today, the one that has the right mind to make the woman believe her desires are being fulfilled from a child standpoint or birth-giving standpoint. He could provide, he's strong, he's clever, he has the power sometimes of a status. This is why sometimes women desire to be with celebrities because they have a certain power or so on. And the shift has come where now in society, the woman will desire still to be with the strongest male or the most clever male that appears to be the wisest, because the stronger men aren't necessarily the beta, the alpha males anymore. And the kings or the people with the status of a king or those that had money have now been outwitted, and they themselves have become the beta males to provide for the woman and the offspring of the stronger male. And this is the situation where we put ourselves into today. And this is all on a physical understanding of relationships. And we're going to look at how the enemy uses this to deceive men this day. Yahweh told us in the scriptures to be fruitful and to multiply. To be fruitful and multiply. And stick with me here with what I'm saying, because this is important to understand. To be fruitful and multiply, and this means to have the means to take care of many children and to have many children. Because of the laws that we have today in this country and because of the cultural way society has went, it is not legal or normal or accepted that a man would have more than one wife at one time. And this necessarily wasn't the way it was at the beginning when a man was trying to pre-populate the earth, and men were having many wives and many children. And the idea of that today is taboo or something like this. And this isn't about, this talk isn't about the, you know, about polygamy or anything like that. You know, that's another topic. But the point is, the desire of offspring was always in Yahweh's plan for man and for women. And how we got that offspring and how many offspring we had was always in a desire. Now, in today's world, the enemy has deceived people to not want offspring, to not want children. So men and women are doing everything possible to get through life without having children. At least the deception of the enemy is making that happen. And the sadness of all this is you see other cultures around, let's take Islam, for example, where they're still a true understanding of scripture is to be in fruitful and multiply, and they're having 10 children, 9 children, 8 children, while believers today are deceived not to have any children. And then the non-believers are even worse, because not only are they not trying to have children, it's impossible to have children because you got men laying with men and women laying with women. And it's just a down spiral from there. And I really pray this doesn't go over your head, because we're going to see how divorce and remarriage and how the enemy's working this is creating an issue. So the point being is we must remember the true inner deep desire of Yahweh for man and man with the seed and woman with the offspring and what the initial deep desires is. Wiping away or taking away for a moment the selfish desires of each one of us from a sexual standpoint to think about offspring. Now, we could take the animal kingdom and look at this as a great example. And this is important for young men of Yah to understand, and for men everywhere to understand, men that have gotten out of marriage and so on, to understand how the enemy works. So, I'm sharing this here with you here because this is a for men only special thing for men only, and men need to understand this. So when we look at the animal kingdom in nature, the female is looking for the alpha male to have a child with. But in the world today, the female is still looking for the alpha male, but wants her child raised by the beta male. So she wants to procreate with the strongest man, but she acknowledges that that strongest man might not be the best man to raise her offspring. So after she has a child with the strongest man, she'll go and seek the beta male, or let's say the richest man, to raise her child. And because the court system today actually supports this, we have all these mixed families and these single mothers and all this children with just without parents and fathers and so on. It's just completely against what Yahweh desired and what Yahweh wanted. And it's we've gotten away from Yahweh's plan, his goals, his ideas, and everything he wants. So getting back to the animal kingdom, so when an animal is in heat, she knows, or a female animal knows how to attract the male. And she knows instinctively what male to attract. It's not necessarily manipulation, it's nature. She knows how to make her appearance a certain way to attract the person she wants. Some people might call this flirting, but we cannot forget the eyes and how the eyes the windows to open us up to our heart and our mind and what we're seeing and what's connected to them. And the female animals in this world know how to communicate without speaking to the males that they are in heat and ready to conceive. The male, they're just looking to make as many children as possible. They're not necessarily looking for the alpha woman or something to say like this. And it's a weakness of men maybe to see, not to consider these things. And but then we're talking about animals here. They just want to make babies. And they don't even know what the concept of making a baby. It's their natural desire to do this, and a baby would be the result. But when it comes to humans, there's so much to consider. Because a baby's born into this world, and there's a lot more responsibility that you have as a human, and then as you do as an animal or a stray cat, you have a lot more responsibility as a human when you have a child. And if you're spiritual, if you're a believer in Yahweh, you definitely have a big responsibility when children are in the world and children are around. But here's what the enemy does, and how the enemy uses the idea of being fruitful and multiplying to deceive the man and getting himself in big trouble. And I'm warning you out there so you understand what's happening out there. So when you choose who you are going to cohabitate with, make your life with and marry and have children with, you'll be able to use this and make a much wiser decision. We need to pray about this and think about this and understand the idea of equally yoked. And sadly, because of the eye gate, because of the vision part of this, I see a lot of men taking on a Solomon-like idea and getting themselves in complete danger by doing against what Yahweh wants us to do in finding somebody who loves Yahweh. They're not being equally yoked. Solomon was put himself in great danger. And many men are putting themselves in great danger too by letting their eyesight get them in trouble. And it wasn't just Solomon. Samson, who was to a degree the greatest alpha male to ever live from a strength standpoint, put himself in tremendous danger because of his eye gate and letting things get in that shouldn't have got in, and the deception of the woman, the female, that was controlled by the enemy with the use of the eyes and the internal desire of a man, Delilah. And it didn't start with her, because he just had all these issues prior to her as well, and his eyes got him in trouble. And wasn't it interesting at the end when Yahweh took away from him the thing that got him in the greatest danger, his eyesight? Very interesting. And we see this today. The enemy is using these deception by these women who are trying to survive and still try to find the alpha male. So regardless of what morality says today, a woman is still going to desire the alpha male. And men, you need to put yourself in a position where you're an alpha male of Yahweh, able and willing to provide for children, finding a wife of Yahweh, a wife that Yahweh has prepared her heart to be to seek his goals and desires, and not controlled by the enemy to go astray. And it's something that needs to be prayed about on both parts. But the woman today, we need to be careful from. And this is where the idea of modesty is such an important thing. Because Yahweh showed us from the beginning, when he covered Adam and Eve with the tunics, the importance of covering and the eye gate and this whole issue we have here today. Women today are undressing in the world, and it's deceiving and confusing men. Because when a woman puts on makeup and has flowing hair and is literally showing her so-called private parts, and I don't want to call it private parts because they're not private, what she's revealing to the world, and she might as well have a big sign right on her forehead, is, I am ready to mate and have children. Now, because of the true reality of the world, she really doesn't want to have children, so she's probably on some contraceptive or something, but that's not the message she's given. She's given the message, I am ready to mate and want to have children, and she deceives certain men to think like, oh, and you're the one I'm interested in. And men, and sadly even men of Yahweh, without thinking or praying about it or understanding these warning signs which I'm giving you, will go and find these women and be deceived and end up getting in a relationship with these women, making babies with these women, and then finding their true colors. Modesty is so important because it's this, the eyes. It's deception of the eyes. This is where I call it fake up. Let's look at fake up and high heels for a moment, because people don't understand the danger of these things. Some people say the power of the weapons of mass destruction are some big bombs that will destroy nations. I say, no, the real weapons of mass destruction are high heels and lipstick. It's a deception to think a man is finding the woman of Yahweh, but no, he's finding a woman that's controlled by the enemy to deceive the man, have the man seed, and then just destroy the man in court, his livelihood and everything. And the suicide rate amongst men, divorced men, is higher than any other type of situation in the world because of this trap by the enemy. So instead of Yahweh's goal of being fruitful and multiplying, now you have men destroying themselves, killing themselves. And we look at how the enemy's doing this, how the enemy's using this. So there's only one time a month during a certain time where a woman takes on a look where she's ready to conceive and have a child. And there's only a few days a month where that's physically possible to happen, where a woman is able to conceive. Only a few days a month. And if you're in a monogamous relationship with a wife of Yahweh and you're a man of Yahweh, you're going to pick up on those signs. You're going to know those signs. And you're also going to understand chemistry enough to know that, okay, you're ovulating. Now's the time. But the sign a woman gives in her face, even her smell, will send signals just like the cats in nature that it's my time to procreate. Come on, let's go and let's do this. And the man will be attracted to his wife and they will make a baby, and it's a beautiful thing. The deception of the enemy through the face painting of the women today makes it appear that that sign is every day. Yes. The fake up and the face painting that women wear today is to mimic that sign that they are ready to procreate and make a baby. The rosy cheeks, the big red lips, the big open eyes. This is all to mimic the idea of it's ready time to conceive, let's go. And then the body position that the high heels put the woman in, the provocative position that it puts the woman in, is sending a message to men. You might as well just have a big sign. They might as well have a big sign in their forehead. Is, I'm available. I want to have your baby. And let's go and do this. And a man that is not well grounded in Yahweh and does not have this information will be deceived by that type of woman. And this is what happens. But then reality kicks in. And we get into a situation where we are today. So we need to be careful about this and understanding this. So men, what type of woman are you willing to or going to find to procreate with? And if you don't want to have a child, if you're not interested in having a child, you might need to question, well, why do you want to even be in a relationship? Or what is your relationship with Yahweh? Now, if you've been married for 30 years and you get out of a marriage and you're 70 years old, maybe you had already five children, you don't want to procreate. And maybe you don't want to be alone in your golden age. So maybe you just want to have a companion. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But for a young man that still is the so-called age-bearing of procreating, what is your desire? And what is your goal to getting in a relationship with somebody who does not have that desire to have children, if you don't want to have children? It's more of an attitude, not of of children of Yahweh, but of the world, and more of a thinking of the conditioning of the world. So we need to be careful with that. So the bottom line is, what kind of woman are you looking for marriage and for getting into a relationship with? Extremely one of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life, and not only from a worldly viewpoint, but from a spiritual viewpoint. Men, you were designed to be leaders of your house. Men, you were designed to be a leader of your family. And if you get into a relationship with a woman that's being controlled by the enemy, you are asking for danger. Because I'm here to tell you that just as a woman can have this sign on her that says, I'm available, let's go make a baby, if you have a man with spiritual eyes and you're focusing on spiritual things, you're going to see a different sign in that woman. You're going to see a sign in that woman that says, stay away from me, I am danger. So when the average worldly man, non-believer, is chasing these women that are being controlled by the enemy all around town, you're going to be able to walk the other way and say, that's not the type of woman I want for a wife. It's important you understand that. And we take this example all from out the scriptures. Remember, when Abraham was looking for a wife for Isaac, he said, don't go to those women. Don't go to those women. I don't want him to take a wife from these women, or from this nation, from these women, because he knew how they were. He knew how they were. Modesty is a great, great, clear sign that where the woman's truly at, because it's an outer appearance thing. Now, it's not everything. There can be deception out there. You might meet a woman who's modest and she was very deceptive. The enemy is very sly and tricky. But your first defense of even talking to a woman, if you're looking for a relationship, should be her modesty. If she's not modest, 100%, she's wearing a sign that says, I am danger, I am controlled by the enemy, get away from me. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.